And as the debate goes on, let's visit a small town that suffered some big losses in Iraq. Hemet, California, has a population of 68,000. 8 of its young men have been killed in the war, and that is one of the highest casualty rates per capita in the state of California. Here's NPR's Medley Del Barco.
Hemet is a dusty desert town 2 hours east of L.A. More than half its population are retirees, many of them World War II and Vietnam vets living in mobile home parks. And then there are the new housing developments filled with lots of young people. Many of them have been signing up for the military in spite of Hemet's recent losses.
We've got a lot of patriots in Hemet, and, you know, we're certainly proud of that.
Lori Van Arsdale is vice mayor of Hemet.
We feel like we have given our share to the country. I hope it stops. We've had 3 in the last 6 weeks.
At Hemet High, Principal Bill Black says 5 of the school's graduates and 2 others from the school district are among the casualties in Iraq.
The most recent one is a graduate of 2004, Kenny Stanton, and then a graduate from 2003, Michael Estrella, Charles Serre, 2001, Jason Chappelle, 2000. And then the most recent one was from the class of 1984, Keith Yocum.
Their photos are on display in the school's memorial to fallen heroes.
Hopefully we won't have to add to it.
Teachers still remember Chappell competing on the academic decathlon team and Serre raising pigs for his agriculture class. Estrella once came back in uniform to visit the junior ROTC students, among them 17-year-old Gabriel Nicosia, who says he's proud of all the late Hemet High graduates.
I'd see them having died for what they believe in, and that's more freedom than anything else. I'm just grateful that we have people they'll be willing to go and fight for us. It's the path I've chosen, too. I mean, it's the way I'm going.
Nicosia says he plans to enlist in the Air Force Academy. Small airplanes, including vintage World War II flyers, take off and land at the Hemet Ryan Airport. Manager Lloyd Cliff says this is where a lot of Army cadets learn to fly, among them test pilot Chuck Yeager, who went on to break the sound barrier.
Learned how to fly here, just like Keith.
He means Keith Yocum, one of Hemet's latest casualties.
He had the right stuff, huh?
Had the right stuff. Keith had the right stuff.
The 41-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer logged more than 500 combat hours. Last month, while flying an Apache helicopter in Iraq, Yocum was shot down near Tajib.
He went down in a ball of fire. But I'll tell you this much. If that aircraft could have flown, he would have flown that bastard. I don't know.
Yocum's mentor, Joe Rydell, chokes back tears when thinking about how his friend Keith Bob died.
Well, we never figured that he'd be the one because he was such a damn good pilot. To me, he was the most ambitious, amazing young man I've ever known. The kid worked no less than 14, 16 hours a day, every day, and he loved what he was doing.
Rydell opens one of the airport's old wooden hangars to reveal a sporty old airplane Yocum had been fixing up before shipping off to Iraq.
That's the one right there.
Wow, that's a beauty.
That's a Fairchild 24. It's a 1946. He wanted to master this sucker.
He loved to fly.
He lived to fly.
Keith Yocum and the other Hemet High heroes will soon be memorialized when the Veterans of Foreign Wars name the local post after them. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.